A lot of things to talk about. We'll talk about the government shutdown. We'll talk about Republicans examining pay-to-play in the Clinton Foundation. We'll talk about a human heart being left on board a Southwest Airlines flight. Yeah, they forgot that. Oh, that cooler? Yeah, we're going to need that back shortly. And we'll get to all of those things, but first this. After 2 years in office, Donald Trump's approval ratings match that of Barack Obama's. Despite all of the headwinds, despite all of the investigations, despite all of the nonsense and the noise, Donald Trump's approval ratings remain steady at 46%, according to the latest Fox News poll. Slightly ahead of where he's been in September, and way ahead of where he was in October of 2017 when he was at 38%. So his numbers have steadily grown. Despite all of the headwinds, despite Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort and all of those things, continues to move forward, but there could be bigger storm clouds on the horizon now. And I say this with all seriousness. There are other storm clouds on the horizon now that you should take seriously, that the president should take seriously, that this White House should consider seriously. They should put a brake on the tweets. They should take a sober approach to this and look closely. We'll start with American Media Incorporated, AMI. That's the company that owns the National Enquirer, Us Weekly, In Touch magazine, among others. And it has to do with National Enquirer primarily, which has admitted in court filings we learned in the last few days, admitted to engaging in journalistically, well, dubious, the practice known as catch and kill. They would go out and catch a story, pay somebody for the story. It goes on all the time in news. In this case, it's a little bit different because they paid for it. I mean, you look at what NBC News did with the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. They had evidence that would have basically cleared Brett Kavanaugh. They buried it until a month after the hearings were over. So they buried the whole thing until everything was over. Look at the note from Dan Martin and do it now. That's for my engineers downstairs. Look at that note from Dan Martin. Thank you. That's the side note, closed caption, closed circuit. All right. So the catch and kill orders go in from the National Enquirer on stories about Kara McDougal, for example. Kara McDougal being a Playboy model that says she had an affair with Donald Trump. Okay. They go out, they procure the story. They pay $150,000, American media does. And then they bury the story and it doesn't come out until well after the election. The question is, did the president know that? Because that would be problematic. If he's not paying the money, then it becomes problematic. When he paid money to Stormy Daniels out of his own account, that's legal. Now, the people at Mueller's investigation can say that's a violation of campaign finance. It's not. What's a violation is having a conspiracy for a third party to go out and catch and kill these stories and bury it. That could be very problematic for this president. Now, media organizations have the right to not run stories, but AMI acknowledged that its payments to McDougal were done specifically to assist the president's election bid and were made in concert with his campaign. And prosecutors said that makes the payment an illegal corporate campaign contribution. Now, that may be true. And in normal circumstances, that wouldn't mean much. In normal circumstances, that wouldn't be very problematic. In normal circumstances, there would be a civil infraction, a couple of fines passed around, but in normal circumstances, the prosecution wouldn't be eyeing the president the way they are currently. Make no mistake, this president gets special treatment, very special treatment. This president gets treated as if he's a criminal from day one. This president has been targeted, investigated, maligned. And look at all of these things that we're talking about. What on earth does any of this have to do with Russia? And the answer is nothing at all. And the special prosecutor's office has already announced it reached a non-prosecution agreement with AMI in connection with AMI's role in making the described $150,000 payment in concert with the candidate's presidential campaign and in order to ensure that the woman did not publicize damaging allegations about the candidate before the 2016 presidential election. AMI further admitted that its principal purpose in making the payment was to suppress the woman's story as to prevent it from influencing the election. Now, all of these networks play a role in influencing elections. And on occasion, money gets passed around, but this is pretty blatant. This is dubious. This is problematic. Assuming AMI's continued compliance with the agreement, the office has agreed not to prosecute AMI for its role in this payment. The agreement also acknowledges, among other things, AMI's acceptance of responsibility, its substantial and important assistance in this investigation, and its agreement to provide cooperation in the future and implement specific improvements to its internal compliance to prevent future violations of the federal campaign finance laws. These improvements include distributing written standards regarding federal election laws to its employees and conducting annual training concerning these standards. Now, keep in mind that these finance laws for campaigns are complex and complicated and deep, but somebody should have known that this going on would be dangerous. What we don't know is whether the president was specifically privy to this information. If he was, it becomes problematic again. Has nothing to do with Russia. Has nothing to do with anything. Has to do with a guy trying to get rid of a mistress with payments, which is common. Which is common. But as you know, it's Trump at any cost. That's the whole point. It's trying to get Donald Trump at any cost. It doesn't matter what it takes. It doesn't matter how we get there. It's Trump at any cost. And we have a couple more big investigations that we're now learning about. Federal prosecutors are now examining whether foreigners illegally funneled donations to President Donald Trump's inaugural committee and a pro-Trump super PAC in hopes of buying influence with American policy. That, according to anonymous sources, always dangerous. This comes from the New York Times, always dangerous. The inquiry focusing on whether people from the Middle Eastern nations, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, used straw donors to disguise their donations to the two funds. Now, if that happened, I don't hold the president responsible for that or the campaign. But federal law prohibits foreign contributions to federal campaigns, political action committees, and inaugural funds. I get that. So if there was a straw donation, well, then those people should be prosecuted because they know they're making straw donations to avoid the law, to sidestep American jurisprudence. They know that. They get that. The line of questioning underscores the growing scope of criminal inquiries that pose a threat to Mr. Trump's presidency. Bob Mueller is focusing on whether anyone in the Trump campaign conspired with Russia. No, he's not. He doesn't care about Russia anymore. He cares about bringing this president down at all costs. That's the bottom line here. It's Trump at any cost. But I'm going to tell you, there are ominous storm clouds today that they may have found something that could get them there. More about this in-depth evaluation and analysis on the Steve Gruber Show right after the break.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva AgriScience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
You know what your family enjoys, so this year do your holiday shopping at Not Just Guns in Mason. Not Just Guns sells hundreds of new and used guns, as well as ammo, scopes, optics, suppressors, NFA items, AR accessories, and gift cards. Can't find what you're looking for? Not Just Guns will make you a custom order to ensure you get what you want. Don't just shop anywhere this holiday season. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you deserve.
I'm Mike Green, owner of Not Just Guns. Just Guns on Cedar Street and 127 in Mason. Come to Not Just Guns in Mason and get the service you expect. With years of experience and a passion for firearms, Not Just Guns is easy to get to and even easier to do business with. Come see us on Cedar Street, just off 127. Check us out on the web at notjustguns.com.
Hard to buy for a relative on your list? Gift cards now available at Not Just Guns.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3.